for the first time in TBS history, the TBS Torah Cam becomes the Puppet Cam. Okay, you ready? God wanted to help the Israelite slaves who were treated very badly in Egypt. God needed to choose someone from all the Israelites who could help lead them to freedom. But who would God choose? What was God looking for in a leader? Our early rabbis asked that very question. So they came up with this story called a midrash to answer the question of all the Israelites, why Moses? Well, Moses, as you know, grew up in the Pharaoh's palace. He did not know he was an Israelite. When he was still a young man, he saw an Egyptian taskmaster being horribly cruel to an Israelite slave. "Work harder, you slave. I will beat you until your skin is raw." Well, Moses was horrified. He got very angry and he lost his temper. And he hit the Egyptian hard to make him stop beating the slave. Whoa, and he got tangled in his rope. Well, he accidentally hurt the Egyptian very badly. Uh-oh! This was not the reason why God chose Moses to lead the Israelite people. Well, Moses knew he was in a lot of trouble. He was very frightened. Whoops. And so he decided he just had to run. He ran and ran into the desert, and he kept running and running. He just kept going on and on. Okay, and very good. And finally, he came to a well, and he sat down next to it. A group of seven women came over to draw water out of the well, but a gang of shepherds, wait, not German shepherds, Middle Eastern shepherds, came over and started harassing the women. "Hey, you girls, you don't belong at this well. This is men's work. Yeah, go back to your mommy." While Moses stepped in. "Hey, you shepherds, stop bullying these women and let them draw water out of the well." Well, they grumbled and headed off. "They're ruining our fun. Who is this guy anyway?" Well, the women thanked Moses. "Thank you so much for saving us." And Moses helped them get water from the well. But this is also not the reason that God chose Moses to be leader of the Israelites. The women went home and they told their father, whose name was Yitro, and Yitro was a religious leader of his people out in the desert, and they said, "Oh, this Egyptian man helped us get rid of these bullies and helped us get water. Well, girls, why didn't you bring him back here? Where are your manners? Let's offer him food and water." So they went back and they brought him back. And they got him all cleaned up and they got him looking more deserty and a little more Moses-like. And they fed him some food. And he stayed with Yitro and the sisters, and eventually he ended up marrying one of the sisters, Zipporah. And they were very happy. And Moses liked hanging out with Zipporah and Yitro and living there, and his job was to tend the flock of sheep. And meh, meh, meh. And it brought him a lot of peace to be out in nature and just be with the sheep, and he really enjoyed this lifestyle. Well, one day, one of the little lambs from the flock ran off away from the herd and ran and ran and ran and kept running. And Moses was like, come back, little lamb. He knew that the little lamb wasn't going to make it on her own. And he knew that this was not good. And so he just kept chasing the lamb, and the lamb ran and ran and ran until finally the lamb came to a river. And the lamb started drinking. Oh my goodness, this lamb is so thirsty. Oh, that's why the lamb was running away, because she was so thirsty she needed water. Now I feel terrible that I chased her. She must be so tired. So finally, when the lamb was done drinking, Moses picked up the lamb and carried her back to the flock. And it is this kindness toward a tiny animal is why the rabbis say God chose Moses to lead the Israelites, because of his compassion for each individual creature in his care, because ultimately, kindness and caring are what will save our world. The end.